two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parent strife. The fearful passage of their death marked love, and the continuance of their parents' rage, which, but their children's end, naught could remove, is now the 2 hours' traffic of our stage.
Dignity in fair Verona, where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life.
Between our masters.
And us, their men!
I will bite my thumb at them, which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
Huh?
Go forth, I will back thee!
Do you bite your thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir!
Do you bite your thumb at us?
Sir. Is the law of our side if I say aye?
No!
No, sir, I do not bite my thumb at you, sir, but I bite my thumb, sir!
Do you quarrel, sir? Quarrel, sir? No, sir!
But if you do, sir, I'm for you, I serve as good a man as you!
No better? Here comes our kinsman, say better!
Yes, sir, but get alive!
Draw to me, man! Poor fools, you know not what you do! Put up your swords!
wanted out drawn among these heartless hinds. Turn thee, Benvolio, and look upon thy death.
I do but keep the peace. Put up thy sword, or manage to depart these men with me.
Peace? Peace. I hate the word, as I hate hell, all Montagues, and thee.
Bang, bang! Bang, bang!
Bang!
Word by thee, old Capulet, and Montague have thrice disturbed the quiet of our streets. If ever ye disturb our streets again, your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace.
Saw you him today. Right glad I am he was not at this fray.
Madam, underneath the grove of sycamore, so early walking did I see your son.
Many a morning had he there been seen, with tears augmenting the fresh morning's dew.
Away from light steals home my heavy son, and private in his chamber pens himself, shuts up his windows, locks fair daylight out, and makes himself an artificial night.
Why then, O brawling love, O loving hate, O anything of nothing first create, heavy lightness, serious vanity, misshapen chaos of well-seeming forms?
Thank you.
must this humor prove? Unless good counsel may the cause remove.
So please you step aside. I'll know his grievance, or be much denied.
Come, madam, let's away.
Good morrow, cousin.
Is the day so young?
What news struck, cuz?
I mean, sad hours seem long. Was that my father that went hence so fast?
It was. What sadness lengthens Romeo's hour?
Not having that which having makes them short.
In love?
Out.
Of love?
Out of her favor, where I am in love.
Alas, that love so gentle in his view should be so tyrannous and rough and proof.
Alas, that love whose view is muffled still should without eyes see pathways to his will. Where shall we dine?
This costly blood. Never anger me, good guard. The law hath not been dead.
Oh me, what fray was here? Yet tell me not, for I've heard it all. Here's much to do with hate, but more with love. Why then, O brawling love, O loving hate, O anything of nothing first create? O heavy lightness, serious vanity, misshapen chaos of well-seeming forms, feather of lead. Dost thou not laugh?
No, cause I rather weep.
Good heart at what?
At thy good heart's oppression.
Farewell, my cuz.
Soft, I will go along, and if you leave me so, you do me wrong.
But Montague is bound as well as I in penalty alike. And 'tis not hard, I think, for men as old as we to keep the peace.
Of honorable reckoning are you both, and pitied as he lived at odds so long.
But now, my lord, what say you to my suit?
But saying o'er what I have said before, my child is yet a stranger in the world. But two more summers wither in their pride, ere we may think her ripe to be a bride.
Younger than she, our happy mother's maid.
And too soon marred are those so early made. This night I hold an old accustomed feast, that my poor house look to behold this night. Fresh female buds that make dark heaven light. Here all see, and like her most, whose merit most shall be. Come, go with me.
Tell me in sadness, who is it that you love?
In sadness, cousin, I do love a woman.
I aim so near when I supposed you loved.
A right good marksman, and she's fair, I love.
A right fair mark fair, cuz, as soon as hit.
Well, in that hit, you miss. She'll not be hit with Cupid's arrow, nor by the encounter of assailing eyes, nor ope her lap to saint's seducing gold.
Then she hath sworn that she will still live chaste?
She hath, and in that sparing makes huge waste.
Be ruled by me. Forget this thing of her.
Teach me how I should forget to think.
By giving liberty unto thine eyes, to examine other beauties. Why, Romeo, art thou mad?
Not mad, but bound more than a madman is. Shut up in prison, kept without my food, whipped and tormented.
Good day, good fellow.
Now, I'll tell you without asking. The great, rich Capulet holds an old, accustomed feast.
A fair assembly. Signor Placentio and his wife and daughters. The lady, widow of your true Viol.
And her lovely nieces, Rosaline.
Same ancient feast of Capulet sucks the fair Rosaline, whom now so loves with all the admired beauties of her own.
If you be not of the house of Montague, come and crush a cup of wine.
Go thither, and with unattainted eye compare her face to some that I shall show. And I will make thee think thy swan a crow.
I'll go along, no such sight to be shown, but to rejoice in splendor of mine own.
Where's my daughter? Call her forth to me.
I bade her come, gone for she. Juliet!
What is your will?
No, let people sleep a while. We must talk in secret.
No, come back again.
I have remembered me. Dolls, here I come. Nurse, thou knowest my daughter is of a pretty age.
Thou wast the prettiest babe that there I nursed.
By my count, I was your mother much upon these years.
You are now a maid.
Oh, thus let him breathe.
The valiant Paris seeks you for his love.
A man, young lady. Lady, such a man as all the world. Why, he's a man of what?
Verona's summer hath not such a flower.
Nay, he's a flower in Saint Mary.
Flower! This night you shall behold him at our feast. Read all the volume of young Paris' face and find delighted there the beauty's pen. This precious book of love, his unbound lover, to beautify him only love but
cover.
So shall you share all that he doth possess by having him making yourself no less.
Nay, bigger. Women grow by men.
Speak briefly. Can you lie to Paris' love?
I'll look to like, if looking liking move. But no more deep will I dart mine eye than your consent gives strength to make it fly.
Madame, the guests are come.
Go!
We follow thee.
Juliet!
Go, girl. Seek happy nights to happy days.
Dancing shoes with nimble soles. I have a soul of lead.
You are a lover. Borrow Cupid's wings and soar with them above a common bound.
Under love's heavy burden do I sink.
Too great oppression for a tender sight.
Is love a tender thing? It is too rough, too rude, too boisterous, and it pricks like thorn.
If love be rough with you, be rough with love. Prick love for pricking and you beat love down.
Why, may one ask? I dreamt a dream tonight.
And so did I.
And what was yours?
That dreamers often lie.
In bed asleep while they do dream things true.
Oh!
Then I see Queen Mab has been with you.
She is the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone. On the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomies, over men's noses as they lie asleep. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut. Her wagoner a small, gray-coated gnat. And in this state, she gallops night by night through lovers' brains. And then they dream of love.
Or lawyers' fingers who straight dream on fees. Sometimes she driveth o'er a soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two and sleeps again.
Bits the hag, when maids lie on their backs, that presses them and learns them first to bear, making them women of good carriage. Death is she! Death is she!
Peace, good Mercutio, peace. Thou talkst of nothing.
True. I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begat of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air and more inconstant than the wind,
who woos even now the frozen bosom of the north, and being angered puffs away from thence, turning his side to the dew-dropping south.
This wind you talk of blows us from ourselves. Supper is done, and we shall come too late.
I fear too early, for my mind misgives some consequence yet hanging in the stars. Shall bitterly begin his fearful date with this night's revels and expire the term of a despised life closed within my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course, direct my sail.
Tell a whispering tale in a fair lady's ear, such as would please.
Amore, amore, amore.
your mother calls.
Who you now deny to dance?
A man, young lady.
That's a man.
Dare that slave come hither to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now, by the stock and honor of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it not a sin.
Why, how now, kinsman? Wherefore strong you so?
Uncle, this is that villain Romeo, a Montague, our foe.
Romeo is
she?
Oh, gently, gently, go. Let him alone. I would not for the wealth of all this town here in my house do him disparagement. Therefore be patient. Take no note of him.
Uncle, how not endure?
It shall be endured.
Go to. What, goodman boy? I say, child, go to.
Uncle, it's a shame.
You make a mutiny among my guests.
Devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints lips, and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrims, lips that they must use in prayer.
Well then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do, they pray grant thou, lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not while my prayer's effect I take. Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
And have my lips the sin that they have took?
Sin from my lips? O trespass sweetly urged, give me my sin again.
You kiss by the book.
Your mother craves a word with you.
Oh, so wait.
It is my love. Oh, that she makes it worse.
Jaime.
He speaks. Speak again, bright angel.
Romeo. Oh, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more? Or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is not hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word.
And a Romeo? And a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The garden walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art.
Love's like winds that I approach these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out in what love can do. That bears no attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no stop to me.
They will murder thee.
I have night's cloak to hide me from their eyes. But thou love me. Let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death provoking. Wanting of thy love.
Else would a maiden blush and paint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak to me. Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell compliment.
Dost thou love me?
I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false. O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully.
By yonder blessed moon I vow the tips with silver all these fruit trees.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb, and this that thy love is likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all. Or, if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I will be.
My heart's...
Although I joy in it, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be ere one can say it lightens. Sweet good night. This blood of love, by so much ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet.
What
someone satisfied.
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it. Dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If thy bent of love be honorable, thy purposed marriage, send me word tomorrow by one that I'll procure to come to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite, and all my fortunes at thy foot I'll lay, and follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
Julieta!
By and by I come. But if thou meanest not well, I do beseech thee.
By and by I come!
To cease thy strife, and leave me to my grief. Tomorrow will I send.
So I pride my soul.
A thousand times, good night.
A thousand times the worst to want thy light. Love goes toward love as schoolboys from their books. But love from love toward school with heavy looks.
Romeo! What o'clock tomorrow shall I send to thee?
By the hour of 9.
I will not fail. 20 years till then. Good night. Such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Julia!
And it's so
grace that lies in plants, herbs, stones, and their true qualities. For naught so vile that on the earth doth live, but to the earth some special good doth give. And naught so good, but strain from that fair use, revolts from true birth, stumbling on abuse. Virtue itself turns vice, being misapplied, and vice, sometimes by action dignified, within the infant rind of this weak flower, poison is resident, and medicine power, for this, being smelt, with that part cheers each part, being tasted, slays all senses with the heart. Two such opposed kings encamp them still in man as well as herbs, grace and rude will, and where the worser is predominant, full soon the canker death eats up that plant.
Good morrow, father. Venini today.
What early tongue so sweet saluteth me?
Good morrow, Romeo.
Good morrow.
Young son, it argues a distempered head, so soon to bid good morrow to thy bed. Or if not so, then here I hit it right. Our Romeo hath not seen his bed tonight.
The last is true. The sweeter rest was mine.
God pardon sin. Was I with Rosaline?
Rosaline? My ghostly father, no. I have forgot that name, and that name's woe.
That's my good son. But where then hast thou been?
I have been feasting with mine enemy, where on a sudden one hath wounded me. That's by me wounded. Both our remedies within thy help and holy physic lie.
Be plain, good son, and homely in thy drift. Riddling confession finds but riddling shrift.
Then plainly know my heart's dear love is set. I'm the fair daughter of rich Capulet. We met, we wooed, we made exchange of vow. I'll tell thee as we pass, but this I pray, that thou consent to marry us today.
Holy St. Francis. What a change is here. Is Rosaline, that thou didst love so dear, so soon forsaken? Young men's love then lies not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes.
Thou chides me off for loving Rosaline.
For doting, not for loving, pupil mine.
I pray thee, chide me not. Her I love now doth grace for grace and love for love allow. The other did not so.
As she well knew. Thy love did read by rote, but could not spell. But this alliance may so happy prove to turn your household rancor to pure love. Come, young waverer, come, go with me. In one respect, I'll thy assistant be. This alliance may so happy prove to turn your household's rancor to pure love.
Let us hence, I stand on sudden haste.
Wisely and slow, they stumble to run fast.
Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father too, but maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we bring
Romeo B. Came he not home tonight?
Not to his father's. I spoke with his man.
Why, that same pale, hard-hearted wench, that Rosaline, tormented him so that he was sure run mad.
Tybalt hath sent a letter to his father's house.
A challenge on my life.
Romeo will answer it?
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Nay, he will answer the letter's master, how he dares being dared.
Well, alas, poor Romeo, he is already dead! Stabbed with the white prince's black eye. Went through the ear with a love song. The very pin of his heart cleft with a blind bow-boy's butt shaft.
And is he a man to encounter Tybalt? Why, what is Tybalt?
More than prince of cats. He is the courageous captain of compliment. He fights, as you say, brick song. Keeps time, distance, and proportion. He rests, his minimum rest. One, two, and the third,
in your bosom, the very butcher of a silk button.
A duelist. A duelist! A gentleman of the very first count, of the first and second card, the immortal Passaro. Punto reverso! Hey!
The what? Here comes Romeo. Romeo!
Oh, capital punk. Signor Romeo.
Bonjour. There's a French salutation to your French slop. You gave us the counterfeit fairly last night.
Good moral to you both. What counterfeit did I give you?
The slip, sir. The slip. Can you not conceive?
Pardon, good Mercutio. My business was great, and in such a case as mine, a man may strain courtesy.
That's as much as to say such a case as yours constrains a man to bow in the hand.
Oh, courtesy.
Thou hast most kindly hit
my courteous exposition.
Nay, I am the very pink. The courtesy.
Pink for flower?
Right.
Why then is my palm well flowered? Now art thou sociable, now art thou Romeo, now art thou what thou art, thy art as well as my nature.
Who's in the gear? God ye goody and fair, gentle woman.
I desire some confidence with you.
I feel just like a
little... Ooh, a ball! A water ball!
Will you come to your father's? We'll go to dinner thither.
I will follow you.
Farewell, ancient lady, farewell!
If ye should lead her in a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behavior, as they say. For the lady is young, and therefore, if you should deal double with her, truly it were an ill thing, and very weak dealing.
Bid her to come to confession this afternoon, and there she shall, at Friar Lawrence's cell, be shrived and married.
I am a weary. Give me liver flight. Why, how my bones ache. What a drums have I.
Would thou hast my bones and I thy news.
Come, I pray thee, speak.
Hey, souls, what grace.
Can you not stay a while? Can you not see that I am out of breath?
How art thou out of breath when thou hast breath to say to me that thou art out of breath? Is the news good or bad? Answer to that.
Wait. You have made a simple choice. You know not how to choose a man.
Romeo?
No, not he. Though his face be better than any man's, yet his leg excels all men's, and for a hand and a foot and a body.
But all this I did know before. What says he of our marriage? What is that?
Lord, how my head aches. Oh. What a head have I. How am I back?
Oh,
poor. That is fine. Oh, my back.
Faith, I am sorry that thou art not well. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Tell me, what says my love?
Thy love says like an honest gentleman, and a courteous, and a kind, and a handsome, and I want a virtuous. Where is your mother?
Where is your mother? Mm. How oddly thou repliest. Your love says like an honest gentleman, where is your mother?
That's the lady, dear. Are you so hot? Henceforth, do your messages yourself.
Oh, here's such a coil. Come, what says Romeo?
Have you got leave to go to confession today?
I have.
Then hie you haste to Father Lawrence's cell. There stays a husband to make you a wife.
Delights have violent ends, and in their triumph die like fire and powder, which as they kiss consume. The sweetest honey is loathsome in its own deliciousness. Therefore, love moderately. Romeo shall thank thee, daughter, for us both.
How to feel.
devils are abroad?
And if we meet, we shall not escape a brawl. For now, these hot days is the mad blood stirring.
We're the cat!
What? See, thou art like one of these fellows. That when he enters the confines of a cavern,
clap me his sword upon the table and says, God, send me no need of thee. And by the operation of his second cup, draws him on the draw. When indeed there is no need. Yeah.
Am I like such a fellow?
Thou art as hot a jack in thy mood as any of the roses.
And as soon as moved.
By my head, here come the Capulets.
By my ear, I care not.
Follow me close.
Gentlemen, good day. A word with one of you? Oh! And but one word with one of us. A couple of something.
Make it a word and a blow.
You shall find me apt enough to that, sir. And you will give me occasion.
Could you not take some occasion without giving?
Mercutio, thou art twin swordist with Romeo.
Consort? What, thou make us minstrels?
And thou make minstrels of us look to hear nothing but this sword. Here's my fiddlestick. Here's the Soon, and court.
Either withdraw to some private place, or reason coldly of your grievances, or else depart. Here all I gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure eye.
Peace be with you, sir. Here comes my man.
Mercutio! Romeo!
The love I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain.
That I have to love thee doth much excuse the appertaining rage to such a greeting. Villain am I none. Therefore, farewell. I see thou knowest me not.
This shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me.
Turn and draw! Turn and draw! Turn and draw! Turn and draw!
I never injured thee, but love thee better than thou canst devise. So thou shalt know the reason of my love. And so, good Capulet, whose name I tender as dearly as mine own.
Satisfied. Be satisfied.
Come, this honorable, thy submission.
Thou art my soul's grace.
Ah! What was that? How was it?
Good thing. Not for us for 9 lives.
Flying for you!
Outrage from the Kusho!
Art thou hurt?
Aye, a scratch. A scratch!
Courage, man. The hurt cannot be much.
It will serve. Ask for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave man.
For the best.
Plague for both your houses.
No!
Black-browed knight, give me my Romeo. And when I shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with knight and pay no worship to the garish sun. Oh, I have bought the mansion of a love but not possessed it, and though I am sold, not yet enjoyed. So tedious is this day, as is the night before some festival to an impatient child that hath new robes and may not wear them.
keep him company.
Thou wretched boy, shall with him hang.
Thou, or I, or both must go with them. Either thou, or I, or both must go with them. Either thou, or I, or both must go with them.
Where are the vile beginners of this fray?
Benvolio, who began this bloody fray?
Romeo, he cries aloud. Hold, friends. Tybalt hit the life of stout Mercutio. Tybalt here slain. Romeo's hand did slay.
Friends! As thou art true! The blood of ours! Shed blood of Montague!
Romeo, spoke him fair. Cannot take truce with the unruly spleen of Tybalt. Death to peace!
The kinsman to the Montague! A magistrate's mouth! I beg for justice, which thou, prince, must give! Romeo slew Tybalt! Romeo must not live!
Romeo slew him. He slew Mercutio, who now the price of his death will have done.
Not Romeo, since he was Mercutio's friend. His fault concludes but what the law should end, the life of Tybalt.
And for that offense, immediately we do exile him.
Noble prince,
I will be death to pleading and excuses. Nor tears, nor prayers shall purchase out abuses, therefore use none. Let Romeo hint in haste, else when he is found, that hour is his last. Romeo is banished!
Banishment. Be merciful, say death. For exile hath more terror in his look, much more than death. Why not say banishment?
Affliction is enamored of thy parts, and thou art wedded to calamity. Hence from Verona art thou banished. Be patient. The world is broad and wide.
There is no world without Verona walls. Hence banished is banished from the world. And world's exile is death. Then banished is death misterm. Calling death banished, thou cuts my head off with a golden axe and smilest upon the stroke that murders me.
Oh, deadly sin. Oh, rude unthankfulness. This is dear mercy, and thou seest it not.
Where is my lady's lord?
Romeo, come forth.
Sir, the end of all.
Speakest thou of Juliet? Where is she, and how doth she? And what says my concealed lady to our canceled love?
Oh, she says nothing, sir, but weeps and weeps, and then on Romeo cries, and then falls down again.
As if that name, shot from the deadly level of a gun, did murder her. As that name's cursed Anne murdered her kinsman.
I thought thy disposition better tempered. Thy Juliet is alive. There art thou happy. Tybalt would kill thee, but thou slewest Tybalt. There art thou happy. The law that threatened death becomes thy friend and turns it to exile. There art thou happy. A pack of blessings light upon thy back. Wherefore railest thou on thy birth to heaven and earth, since birth and heaven and earth, all three, do meet in thee at once?
Sir, a ring my lady bid me give you.
Well, my comfort is revived by this.
Go. Get thee to thy love as was decreed. Ascend her chamber. Hence, and comfort her.
How you make haste!
But look thou, stay not till the watch be set. For then thou canst not pass to Mantua, where thou wilt live, till we can find the time to blaze your marriage, reconcile your friends, beg pardon of the prince, and call thee back with 200,000 times more joy than thou wentest forth in lamentation.
Quick hands! Be gone by break of day! Sojourn in Mantua!
Farewell.
Romeo's hand shed Tybalt's blood? Oh, serpent heart, hid with a flowering face. Was ever book containing such vile matter so fairly bound? Oh, that deceit should dwell in such a gorgeous palace.
She'll not come down tonight.
These times of woe afford no time to woo.
Look you. She loved her kinsman Tybalt dearly.
And so did I.
Well, we were born to die.
I'll know her mind early tomorrow. Tonight she's mewed up to her heaviness.
Shall I speak ill of him that is my husband? Oh, poor my lord. What tongue shall smooth thy name when I, thy 3 hours wife, have mangled it? But why, poor villain, didst thou kill my cousin?
A desperate tender of my child's love. I think she will be wooed in all respects by me.
Nay, more. I doubt it not. But what say you to Thursday?
My lord,
I would that Thursday were tomorrow.
Thursday, let it be then. Wife, go you to Julia there you go to bed. Tell her a Thursday she shall be married to this noble sir.
Let me be put to death.
Have more care to stay than will to go. Come, death, and welcome. Juliet wills it so.
How is my soul? Let's talk. It is not day.
It is. And be gone away. Oh, now be gone, more light, and let it grow.
More light and light. More dark and darker.
Mother! Your lady mother is coming to your chamber!
Oh, Dora, are you up? The window, let's stay in. And let's light out. Juliet! Think you so we shall ever meet again?
I doubt it, perhaps. Trust me, love. All these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our time to come.
Juliet! Oh, God, I have an ill-divining soul. Methinks I see thee now, thou art so low as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. Keep them long, but send him back.
Thou hast a careful father, child. One who, to put thee from thy heaviness, hath sorted out a sudden day of joy,
which thou expects not,
nor I look not for.
Madam, in happy time, what day is that?
Marry, my child. Early next Thursday morn, the gallant, young, and noble gentleman Sir Paris at St. Peter's Church shall happily make thee there a joyful bride.
Now, by St. Peter's Church and Peter too, he shall not make me there a joyful bride!
Here comes your father. Tell him so yourself.
How now, wife? Have you delivered to her our decree?
Aye, sir, but she will none. She gives you thanks. I would the fool were married to her grave.
How? Will she none? Is she not proud? Doth she not count her blessed, unworthy as she is, that we have wrought so worthy a gentleman to be her bride?
Not proud you have, but thankful that you have. proud can I never be of what I hate?
Thank me, no thanking. Not proud.
No!
But press your fine joints, then slice my legs.
Hear me with patience.
No.
Come on.
Think of it, be blind now. Do not answer me.
What are you mad?
Engage on baggage. Disobedient wretch!
In heaven's blessing! You are to blame, my lord, to raise her soul!
Raise your monthly spoon! I tell you what, get thee to church a Thursday, or never after look me in the face, and you'll be mine. I'll give you to my friends, and you'll be not hang, beg, starve, die in the street! So do it, bethink you! I am not before sword!
Oh, sweet, my mother, ask me not away. Delay this marriage for a month, a week. Or if you do not, make the bridal bed in that dim monument where Tybalt lies.
Talk not to me, for I'll not speak a word. Do as thou wilt, for I have done with thee.
Shall this be prevented? What sayest thou? Hast thou not a word of joy, some comfort, nurse?
Faith, hear it, please. I think it best you marry with this Paris. He's a lovely gentleman. I think you are happy in this second match, for it excels your first. Or if he did not, your first is dead. Otwell, as good he was as living here, and you no use to him.
Speakest thou from thy heart?
And from my soul too, else beshrew them both.
Amen.
What?
Well, thou hast comforted me marvelous much. Go in and tell my lady I am gone, having displeased my father, to Friar Lawrence to make confession and be absolved.
Immoderately, she weeps for Tybalt's death. Now, sir, her father counts it dangerous, and she doth give her sorrow so much sway, and in his wisdom hastes our marriage to stop the inundation of her tears. Happily met, my lady and my wife.
That may be, sir, when I may be your wife.
That may be, must be, love, on Thursday next.
What must be, shall be.
Well, that's a certain text.
Come you to make confession?
Are you at leisure, Holy Father, now, or shall I come to you at evening mass?
My leisure serves thee, pensive daughter, now. Good sir, we must entreat the time alone.
God shield I should disturb devotion. Juliet, on Thursday early will I rouse ye. Till then, adieu, and keep this holy kiss.
Not, Father, that thou hearest of this, unless thou tell me how I may prevent it.
Brings me past the compass of my wits.
If in thy wisdom thou canst give no help, do thou recall my resolution, wife. And with this I'll help it presently.
Hold on.
Be not too long to speak. I long to die.
I do spy a kind of hope which craves as desperate an execution as that is desperate which we would prevent. If, rather than to marry with this Paris, thou hast the strength of will to slay thyself, then it is likely thou wilt undertake a thing like death, to chide away this shame. And if thou durst, I'll give thee remedy. No warmth,
no breath, shall testify thou livest. Each part deprived of subtle government shall stiff and stark and cold appear like death. Now, when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie, and in this borrowed likeness of shrunk death thou shalt continue 24 hours, and then awake, as from a pleasant sleep. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hither shall he come that very night to bear thee both hence to Mantua. Take thou this vial, being then in bed, and this distilling liquor drink thou off. I'll send my letters to thy lord post haste to Mantua.
Do not work at all. Shall I be married then tomorrow morning?
What, are you busy?
Need you my help?
No, madam. We have called such necessaries as are behoofer for our estate tomorrow. So please you let me now be left alone and let the nurse this night sit up with you, for I'm sure you have your hands full all in this so sudden business.
Good night. Get thee to bed and rest, for thou hast need.
Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again.
Good night. An unaccustomed spirit lifts me above the ground with cheerful thoughts. I dreamt my lady came and found me dead, and breathed such life with kisses in my lips that I revived and was an emperor. Ah, me, how sweet is love itself possessed when but love's shadows are so rich in joy.
The son
not bring me letters from the priest? How doth my lady? Is my father well? How doth my lady Juliet? For nothing can be ill if she be well. And she is well and nothing can be ill. Her body rests in chapel monument and her mortal part with the angels lives. I saw her laid low. Pardon me for bringing these ill news. Is it even so?
Misadventure.
Josh, thou art deceived! Hast thou no letters to me from the priest? No matter. Well, Juliet, I will lie with thee tonight. I will hence tonight.
Nor get a messenger to bring it.
The neglecting it may do much damage.
Bring forth these enemies! Have you nothing left to do?
Let me have a dram of poison, such soon speeding gear as will disperse itself through all the veins that the life-weary taker may fall dead.
Such mortal drugs I have, but Verona laws death, and he that utters them.
The world is not thy friend, nor the world's law. Then be not poor, but break it and take this.
My poverty, but not my will, consents.
I pay thy poverty, and not thy will.
Thank you.
Drink it off, and if you had the strength of 20 men, it would dispatch you straight.
There's my gold. Worse poison to men's souls than these poor compounds that thou mayst not sell.
Notice of these accidents. I will write again to Mantua. Within the hour will the third Julia wake. She stirs. The lady stirs.
I beseech you, live and be prosperous. And farewell, good fellow. I'll leave thee.
love?
My wife. Death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath hath had no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered.
Beauty's ensign yet is crimson in thy lips and in thy cheeks. And death's pale flag is not advanced there.
Dear Juliet, why art thou yet so fair? Shall I believe that unsubstantial death is amorous? It keeps thee here in dark to be his paramour?
Auspicious stars from this world-wearied flesh. Eyes, look at last. Arm, take a last embrace. The doors to breath. Seal with a righteous kiss.
Thank you.
Finds means to kill your joys with love. And I, for winking at your discourse, too, had lost a brace of kinsmen. All are punished.
A glooming peace this morning with it brings. The sun, for sorrow will not show his head. Go hence to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned, and some punished.
For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.
Thank you.
that you chose.